You're listening to R Mill Road on Cambridge 105.
Welcome to the Our Mill Road show here on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Thank you to the Saturday Lunch team and George for entertaining us over the last hour. You can catch them again next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Now, the track you just heard was Valerie by Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson. Amy Winehouse would have been 30 years old today, so we thought we'd play that track for you. So, my name is Alison Power, and over the next hour I'll be talking to you about Mill Road, the city's most cosmopolitan street. Now, first of all, I probably should tell you why I'm here presenting today's show, and also why it's on a Saturday afternoon. As regular listeners will know, the Our Mill Road show has been playing on a Sunday evening slot every fourth week since it began back in January of this year. But Cambridge 105 have changed some of their schedules, and as of today, Our Mill Road now moves to a new and exciting Saturday afternoon slot. So that's 2 until 3pm every fourth Saturday. Now, as some of you will know, I run a blog about Mill Road, which is called There's Something About Mill Road. So Kerry has invited me to present today's show for her and share my Mill Roadness with you all. Kerry herself will actually be back here hosting the next edition of the show, and that's going to be on Saturday the 12th of October. But for today, I'm afraid you're stuck with me. Right, I've been interviewed on the radio before, and I've actually been on Kerry's show before back in January of this year, but I have never presented a radio show before, so I do ask that you please be gentle with me. I should also mention that I'm being joined in the studio today by both Harry and Toby. They're great. They're doing the technical side of things for me, so I don't need to worry about that. So big thanks to them for helping me and making my first presenting slot a little bit less daunting. Right, so I'll just tell you very briefly what's coming up on today's show. I'll be talking about Open Cambridge, which is happening this weekend. And there's also some local competitions, plus a guide to some of the events that are coming up over the next 4 weeks. And also I'll be telling you about some of the local volunteering opportunities that are coming up around Mill Road and various projects that you can get involved in. I'll also be mentioning a couple of the celebrities spotted around Mill Road recently. Yes, celebrities around Mill Road. And there will of course be some music too. If you want to get in touch during today's show, you can. So, Cambridge 105, you can text us on 07919 070 490 or email us in the studio. The email address is studio@cambridge105.fm, or you can tweet us at Cambridge 105. Right. If you've spotted any celebrities around Mill Road, whether recently or in the past, then do let me know during the show. You're listening to the Our Mill Road Show here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. My name is Alison Power, and you were listening to Blondie with Call Me just there. Right, just before that track, I was telling you about some of the things that I'm going to be talking about on today's show. And first up is Open Cambridge. Now, Open Cambridge is essentially 3 days full of talks, walks, exhibitions, tours and the like. It's going on across Cambridge, so there's all sorts of events and open days to go to. And it's a really good chance to see some of the buildings and treasures in Cambridge that we don't normally get to see. The events began yesterday, and there's also lots going on today, and the final part of the weekend is the Bridge the Gap charity walk that's taking place tomorrow, Sunday. So I'll just talk about some of the Open Cambridge events that are happening in the Mill Road area. First up is the Mill Road History Project event that's happening this afternoon. This is the Mill Road History Project's very first event. Now, as you might be aware, the project, which is part of the Mill Road Bridges community group, applied to the Heritage Lottery Fund for a grant to run their project. And back in May this year, they found out that their application had actually been successful. And they've now been awarded just under £100,000. So that's brilliant. Today, the project team are at Romsey Mill. If you don't know where Romsey Mill is, it's on the corner of Mill Road and Hemingford Road. And the team will be there until 5 o'clock today. They're doing a presentation every half hour on the half hour. It's open to all ages and there's no fee to get in, so it's completely free. You don't need to book, you can just drop in and see them. So there'll be exhibitions there, you can also meet members of the project team, and also there's a chance to vote for your favourite Mill Road building. Now, the reason they're asking people to vote is so that they know which buildings people would like them to research for the history project. Mill Road has lots of amazing and wonderful buildings, but obviously they're not going to have time to necessarily go into great detail about each single one. So they'd really love to hear from people which buildings you would like them to research for the project. Now, I don't know about you, but I think my favourite Mill Road building is probably the old Mill Road Library. It's known as Barat Bhavan now, and it's used as a community centre and also a Hindu shrine. So I think that's probably my Mill Road favourite building. The next event to tell you about happening this afternoon is an open day at the Abu Bakr Mosque, which is on Mawson Road. The mosque is open today until 5 o'clock. It's open to all ages. You don't need to book, you can just drop in and see them. And they're doing guided tours as well as question and answer sessions. So if you want to know more about your local mosque, then do pop in and see them this afternoon. Right, one more event that's happening this afternoon, the Cambridge Sculpture Trail. As part of Open Cambridge, there are three sculpture trails for people to explore. Each one takes up to about 2 hours or thereabouts. None of the trails are actually dedicated specifically to Mill Road, but one of the trails, trail number one on their website, takes you from the train station up to the Grafton Centre, and on the route includes the sculpture that's at the end of Mill Road outside Parkside Pool. It's a bronze sculpture and it's called The Swimmers, and it dates from 1966. It's by a lady called Betty Ray, but she died in 1965, so it was completed after her death by John Mills. Now, of course, the trails don't have to be done today. You can do these anytime, because it's all up there on their website. So for more information, do check out their website, which is cambridgesculpturetrails.co.uk. Right, you're listening to the Our Mill Road Show here on Cambridge 105 Radio, with me, Alison Power. Next up, I've got news about a couple of local competitions that you might be interested in. The first one is the Romsey Action Photo Competition. Now, Romsey Action is a local community group based in Romsey, and they meet regularly and deal with all sorts of local issues. They're running a photo competition at the moment so that they can gather lots of images of the local area that they can use on their website and in their publications as well. And they're offering prizes for the best photos. The prizes include boxes of chocolates, and also the top prize is afternoon tea at Mill Road's very own Urban Larder. Now, the original closing date for the competition was going to be tomorrow, but news just in, they've now extended their deadline to the 20th of September. So that gives you a few more days to get your entries in. If you want to find out more about the competition, then have a look at their website, which is romseyaction.org. Right. Next up is a competition called Discovering Cambridge. Now, some of you might have heard of it. It's being run by our local MP, Julian Huppert. And essentially, each month, he asks people to nominate their favourite independent shop or business in a different category. And at the end of the month, he picks a winner. The competition has been going since January, and there have been 8 categories so far. And Mill Road area businesses have actually won 5 of those, so that's pretty brilliant. I'll just tell you which ones they are. That's Hot Numbers Coffee Shop. They won the Best Independent Coffee Shop accolade. Also Rhythm Online, who are the Best Independent Record Shop. Limoncello, Best Independent Specialist Food Outlet, and also the Kingston Arms, Best Independent Pub. And most recently, just last week actually, it was announced that Cutlax on Mill Road are now the Best Independent Home and Garden Shop. So Mill Road is certainly doing very well out of this competition. If you want to make sure your favourite is included in the competition, then take note of this month's category. It's Best Independent Cafe or Restaurant. Now, Julian is asking people to nominate places where you can get a proper meal as opposed to just a coffee and a snack. So have a think about that. Think about your favourite eatery where you can get a nice meal and enjoy good company. To make sure that you you nominate, you can either do that by tweeting Julian Huppert or emailing him, or you can even post your nominations to him. Just make sure you do that by the end of September. Right. So there's various things I've got to tell you about on the show, including some of our Mill Road shops and some of the changes that are taking place. So I think we'll play some music, and then I shall come back to those and tell you more. Right, that was Bruno Mars with Count On Me. So, coming up next on today's show, the Our Mill Road Show, I've got a couple of local Mill Road shop changes to tell you about. Now, these are all very exciting, so do listen. First up is Bowles. Now, the family who run Bowles, they're very much part of the local community, and they ran a convenience store at number 158 for many years. And last year, the convenience store was taken over by local businessman Billy, who has still kept the shop as a convenience store. Bowles have also been running a hair and wigs shop at number 160, and just a few weeks ago some of you will have noticed that the shop closed, and I know a few of you have been wondering what's going to happen. Is it shut down permanently? Will there be something opening in its place? So today I can tell you exactly what's happening with that. And I can exclusively reveal that they will be opening a dessert lounge. Now, this all sounds brilliant to me. They're going to be serving crepes, waffles, ice cream, sundaes, and that sort of thing. And they want it to be a relaxed atmosphere where you can drop in, meet up with friends, take a group of friends in there, or just call in and have yourself an ice cream. And they're also planning that people can book the space for birthdays and other events. Now, earlier this week, I was lucky enough to get a sneaky peek at the premises, and I have to say it's all coming together very nicely. And I've had a little look at some of the items that are going to be on the menu. So I'm particularly excited about the lemon curd ice cream and the crepes. Right. So that's Bowles on Mill Road. I should mention that the dessert lounge they're opening is going to be called Entice. So do look out for that. They're planning to open a bit later this month, and we'll keep you posted about an opening date once we have that. Okay, now the other new venture that I want to tell you about is the former Locomotive pub on Mill Road. Now, the Locomotive has been on Mill Road for many, many years. In fact, I probably should say that many years ago I did actually work there. But it became a restaurant called the Calcutta Club just a few years ago, but that eventually closed. However, the team behind it, they're now getting set to open as a new restaurant, and they're going to be serving Mexican and South American food. Now, they've already been advertising for a chef and other staff to join the team, and they're hoping to be open in October. Rumour has it that the restaurant is going to be called The Loco as well, so do look out for that. Well, I think both of these new places are going to be offering something that I haven't actually seen on Mill Road before, so I think they'll both be welcome additions to the area. Right, so I think it's time for some more music now. Now, as a nice link, I was trying to think of a song related to desserts or ice cream or even Mexico. And this may seem a bit of a random choice, but it suddenly popped into my head that when I worked at the Geldart pub many years ago, A song called The New Young New Mexican Puppeteer by Tom Jones used to get played on the jukebox a lot. So I think we'll play that now for your listening pleasure. That was The All New Mexican Puppeteer by Tom Jones. Now, you might have thought that was a bit of a strange choice to play on the Our Mill Road show, but as I mentioned just before the song, I used to hear it a lot on the jukebox in one of the local pubs here around Mill Road, so I thought we'd enjoy that today. Right, you're listening to Cambridge 105, Cambridge community radio in your city. If you want to get in touch during the show, you can text us on 07919 070 490 or email us on studio@cambridge105.fm or you can tweet us at Cambridge105. I should just mention we've had a tweet in from Duncan Allen who says he's enjoying the tunes that we're playing this afternoon. So thank you, Duncan, and hope you enjoyed that bit of Tom Jones there. Right, so coming up next, just to tell you about some of the celebrities that have been spotted around Mill Road recently. Well-known comedian David Baddiel was in Cambridge last Saturday. He was judging a cake contest down on Parker's Peace, which was being run by Tank Optometrists. And Tank are celebrating 100 years of there being an optometrist practice at their Mill Road site. So they invited David Baddiel along to help them suss out the best cakes. And as well as doing the honours on Parker's Peace, David was also spotted at the Tank optometrist practice later that afternoon as well. Who else has been spotted around Mill Road? Actor Neil Morrissey of Men Behaving Badly and Bob the Builder fame. He was spotted at Hot Numbers coffee shop a few weeks ago, as you may have heard in the news. He's starring in a new film all about the quest for the perfect coffee. And a number of the scenes are being filmed at Hot Numbers, which is on Guider Street. And some of the scenes are also being filmed at other places in Cambridge, including Balzano's, the Delicatessen on Cherry Hinton Road, and also Fitzbillie's Cafe in town. So if you've spotted any celebrities on or around Mill Road, get in touch and let me know during the show. I should just mention that before I headed down here this afternoon to the studio, I bumped into a friend and told him that I was going to be asking people to let me know what celebrities they've spotted locally. And I got very excited when he told me he thought he'd spotted Al Pacino on Mill Road. Anyway, upon quizzing him a bit further, it turned out it wasn't Al Pacino, just an incredibly good lookalike. So Al Pacino has not been spotted on Mill Road. But who else have you seen around Mill Road? Get in touch and let us know. Right, so there's lots more coming up in the show, including lots of volunteering opportunities to tell you about, lots of events and other things going on locally. First of all, I'll just tell you about one of the volunteer opportunities that's coming up soon that you might be interested in. Now, those of you who know Kerry, who is normally sat exactly where I am and presenting Our Mill Road, you'll know about her love of art and local art. She's in the process of talking to the owners of the hoardings that are up near the spa shop on Mill Road, and she's looking at setting up a community art project to paint murals on them. Now, the hoardings are currently in a pretty poor state, I have to admit, and although the land next to them will probably be developed one day and the hoardings may well come down, it would be good to try and make them look a bit more appealing in the meantime. So Kerry is trying to get that project off the ground. She's looking for artists and local community groups to get involved. If you're interested in helping the project or even coming up with some designs yourself, then do let Kerry know. You can email her at millroadcoordinator@gmail.com. Right, I'll tell you about some more volunteer opportunities in just a moment. Right, you're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city with me, Alison Power. So, on to some more of the volunteering opportunities and projects to get involved in around Mill Road. Some of you may have heard of Argyle Street Housing Cooperative, or Ash Co-op for short. It's essentially 90 residents of all ages living in 22 different properties, and they've got about half a hectare of land. They're based on Argyle Street, which is just off Mill Road. And they're always looking for new people to join them and move into their community. Essentially, Ash Co-op offers a kind of alternative to other forms of housing, in that it's jointly owned by all of the residents who live there, and everyone has an equal say in its running. So the theory behind it is that everyone who lives there chips in and does their bit to help keep it running, whether that's hosting open evenings or doing the finances, getting stuck in with the gardening or doing some maintenance, or even looking into training courses for residents to go on. They're a lovely bunch of people, and they're always interested in hearing from others who'd like to become part of a cooperative. So for more information about Ash Co-op and how to apply for housing with them, do have a look at their website, which is www.ash.coop. Right, now moving on to perhaps the biggest event on Mill Road, it's the Mill Road Winter Fair. Now, it might only be September at the moment, but plans for the Winter Fair are well underway. Now, as you may know, the fair is always on the first Saturday in December. So this year, that's going to be Saturday the 7th of December. So just in case you haven't got that in your diary yet, do put it in there right now. Applications for stalls are now open. So if you'd like to have a stall at the fair, then do have a look at their website. It's millroadwinterfair.org. The Winter Fair team, they're also still looking for more volunteers to help them organise the event. So if you'd like to get involved, or you just want to find out a bit more about what they get up to, then they've got two volunteer taster events coming up. And I'll just tell you when they are. The first one is on Friday the 27th of September. And that's at the White Swan pub on Mill Road from 7:30 p.m. onwards. And the second one is on Sunday the 29th of September, and that's at Nader's Deli Cafe. That's near the corner with Mawson Road and Mill Road, and that starts at 10 a.m. and goes on until midday. You don't need to book for either of those events, you can just turn up on the day and meet the team. And if you would like to get involved but you can't make those events, then do have a look at their website for more information. Right, a few more things to tell you about today. First of all, the Mill Road Festive Lights. Now, I know it's only September, and I don't really want to talk about what will be happening in December, but I should mention that the Mill Road Festive Lights team are actually really busy already getting set for their Switch On event. Now, the Switch On actually happens on Sunday the 17th of November, and this year it's going to be at the Cambridge Bed Centre. They're looking for volunteers to help out, whether it's with fundraising, sponsorship, organising the Switch On event, however you want to get involved. And you can check out their website, which is millroadfestivelights.org. Right, we'll have some more music coming up for you in just a moment. But first, just one more event to tell you about. That's the Petersfield Area Community Trust, or PACT as it's often better known. They're a local community group, and they look to fulfil the needs of residents and community interests in the Petersfield area. And they meet regularly and discuss things like planning issues. And of course, at the moment, we've got the local plan consultation with the council running. So that's something they're looking into. They also do other campaigns, for example, focusing on older people and their needs, and also shopping and local amenities. They host an annual summer event on Norfolk Street, and the PACT team are always looking for more people and residents to get involved and help them out. So if that's something that you might be interested in, do have a look at their website, which is www.pactcambridge.org. That was the Kings of Leon with Wait For Me. Right, lots more coming up on today's show. Now, we've only got just over a quarter of an hour left, and I will try and tell you everything that I wanted to, but just in case I don't get a chance to tell you about all the events coming up over the next month, you can find out more on my blog, which I mentioned earlier in the show. There's something about millroad.wordpress.com. Right, so first of all, we've had a couple of tweets in. I should tell you that at 4 o'clock we've got live second half commentary of the Cambridge United versus Gateshead match, and that's here on Cambridge 105. And we've also had a tweet in from Terry Blueshoes, who tells us that the Reindeer are already booked for the Cambridge Blue for the Mill Road Winter Fair. So yes, as I said earlier, the plans for the Mill Road Winter Fair are already well underway, and you'll be able to see Reindeer at the Cambridge Blue on the 7th of December. So back to some of the events that are coming up. I'll just tell you about some of the ones that I think might be worth checking out. First of all, there's Drink and Draw. Now that's an art event. It's essentially a meet-up of local artists and creative people, and they get together every fortnight on a Tuesday at the Hot Numbers coffee shop on Gwydir Street. And they meet at 7 o'clock and the session runs until about 9 o'clock. And each time people are invited to draw or create something artistic. So this Tuesday, the theme is Monster Mashup, and that's being hosted by Emmanuel Martin and Sean McMurchie. And then the next Drink and Draw session after that will be on Tuesday the 1st of October, and that one has the theme of printmaking. Now, don't worry if you haven't been along to Drink and Draw before. I've been along myself to a couple of the sessions, and they are a really friendly bunch. You can just turn up, and there's no pressure to draw or do any art if you don't want to. If you'd rather just sit and have a cuppa and a chat, that's absolutely fine. But if you do want to get stuck in, they do suggest that you bring your own paper and pencils and materials. Although, if you do forget, there may well be someone there who has some spares. Right, so the next event I wanted to mention is the Cambridge Film Festival. Now that starts on the 19th of September and runs for 11 days. This year is the 33rd festival, and most of the film screenings are actually taking place at the Arts Picture House in town. However, there are a number of other venues that are showing films as part of the festival, and this year, for the very first time, Mill Road's own St Philip's Church Centre are showing four films. Now that's two films on Wednesday the 25th of September, and a further two the next day on Thursday the 26th. So I'll just tell you very quickly about those. On Wednesday the 25th at 6 o'clock there's Heart of Sky, Heart of Earth, and that has interviews with a number of Mayans who talk about their beliefs and their thoughts on the world. Then at 8:30 you can catch Taj Mahal, which tells the story of a shipyard worker who finds himself in a difficult situation when he has to fire some of his co-workers. Then on Thursday the 26th there's two more films, Morente, which is on at 6 o'clock, and that tells the story of Enrique Morente and his love of Picasso's poems. And then at 8:30 there's In the Shadow of the Sun. Now that's an award-winning British documentary, and it tells the really tragic tale of the plight of albinos in Africa. So all of those films you can catch on Mill Road a little bit later this month, and there's more information on the Film Festival website, which is cambridgefilmfestival.org.uk. Right, a couple more events quickly. The Empress Pub down on Thoday Street, they're having a beer festival. That starts on Thursday the 26th and runs until Saturday the 28th of September. They're going to have lots of different beers on offer, and they're also having a barbecue on the Saturday as well. So do pop in and check that out. And just going back to art, because that seems to be quite a theme around Mill Road at the moment, the CB1 Gallery Walking Tour. It's a guided tour of the contemporary art spaces around Mill Road, and that takes place on the first Saturday of every month, starting at 2 o'clock and running until about 4 o'clock or thereabouts. The tour starts at the Cambridge Art Salon and looks at various different galleries before ending up at the Ruskin Gallery. And for more information about that, you can check out the Visit Cambridge website, which is visitcambridge.org. So the next event I want to tell you about is Romsey Calling. Now, you probably haven't heard of Romsey Calling before, but that's because this is the very first one. It's taking place on Saturday, the 5th of October, at the Earl of Beaconsfield pub on Mill Road. Now, it's essentially, it's going to be a day full of music and lots of different activities going on, and the aim is to raise money for Romsey Mill. Now, the Earl of Beaconsfield will be telling us more details over the next couple of weeks, but I can tell you they've already got some of the bands and acts lined up for the day. So just to tell you who those are, there's The Lonely, who are well-known Cambridge favourites, also Tiger Blue, who you may have seen playing at some of the venues on and around Mill Road, and also Ezio, yes, the Ezio, is lined up to play. So that's all happening at the Earl of Beaconsfield on the 5th of October. I should also mention, if you haven't been to the Beaconsfield recently, you should pop in and meet Scampy Fries. He's actually their new puppy and he's absolutely adorable. Though do be careful, I popped in the other day and I discovered he's got quite a penchant for shoes, and as far as he's concerned, it doesn't matter if you're still wearing them. Anyway, at the Beaconsfield they've got various different music nights on every week. They've got their Sunday Blues Jam, the Monday Open Mic, I think Tuesdays are the Acoustic Jam still, and on Thursdays you can catch the Irish Folk Music Session. So for more information about that, do check out their website, which is earlofbeaconsfield.co.uk. Right, another event coming up, a Johnny Cash tribute. Now, the Man on the Moon pub, which is on Norfolk Street, as you may have heard, it's sadly going to be closing in a couple of months' time. And since the boat race, which was on East Road, closed over 10 years ago, the Man on the Moon has really grown to be quite a staple on the local music scene. They've had lots of well-known acts play. In fact, I've seen Therapy play there myself and various other bands. They've still got lots of gigs booked for over the next couple of months, and one of the events lined up is happening on Friday the 27th of September, and that's going to be a Johnny Cash tribute night. And they've also got music from The Mojo Slide, who will be joining them. Now, tickets are £8 in advance, or if you turn up on the night, they're £10. Although it might be a bit risky leaving it until the night, because I see they're getting booked up already. But you can find out more about that by looking at the Man on the Moon website, which is manonthemoon.freeserve.co.uk. Right, I think it's time that we had a little bit more music. Right, that was Johnny Cash. Now, hopefully you will have got the link there. Obviously, I was just talking about the Johnny Cash tribute act that's coming up at the Man on the Moon a bit later this month. So it seemed good that we played a Johnny Cash track today. Right, now I'm quickly running out of time. I've still got lots I want to tell you about, but I'm not necessarily going to have time to get through it all today. Right, you're listening to Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. My name is Alison Power, and today I've been sitting in for Kerry Littlechild, who normally hosts the Our Mill Road show here on Cambridge 105. Thank you to all of you who've been getting in touch during the show. That's great to hear from you, and good to know that at least someone's listening to me as I ramble on here on the radio. Now we're swiftly running out of time, but just very quickly, I was talking about celebrities spotted around Mill Road, and I've just thought of another one. Now I don't know if any of you remember Dina Carroll. She was a very good, she is a very good singer, very popular in the 1990s. She had a couple of top 40 hits with The Perfect Year and Ain't No Man. Now, I've spotted her on Mill Road in the past, and also Sir Clive Sinclair himself, the inventor of the Sinclair C5. So have a think about what celebrities you've spotted around Mill Road, and you can still get in touch with the show or with Cambridge 105 today. Right, so a couple of other things to tell you. There is a karaoke taking place at Romsey Labour Club on the 28th of September, and that starts at 8:30 p.m. So do get in touch with Romsey Labour Club if you want to head along to that. There are also some other events coming up, but I don't think I'm going to get time to go into them. So I shall just finish off now, I think. So the next edition of the Our Mill Road Show will be in 4 weeks' time. So that's on Saturday, the 12th of October. And Kerry Littlechild will be back here in the hot seat at 2 o'clock. So do make sure you all tune in and listen then for your dose of all things Mill Road. Coming up next on Cambridge 105 is going to be Radio Dante, entertaining you for the next hour. But it just leaves me to say a big thank you to Harry and Toby for all of their help today and making my first presentation slot not quite so daunting. My name is Alison Power, and thank you for listening to Our Mill Road.
You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105.